I mean, there's been, I mean, some different things that have happened in the games. I think, you know, just the stress of ball security, keeping the ball close to your body, you know, not having, giving them a chance to where they can punch it out and things like that. I think that's the biggest thing. But, I mean, all of them have been different kind of situations.
Where you guys are going to get a reputation, maybe teams are just going to keep going at you a little bit more because they have had four lost fumbles?
Well, I mean, it's something that we just got to, you know, we got to stress and know that we have to be better at, because you turn the ball over that many times, you know, it's hard to win the game. And so, you know, for us, it's definitely a point of emphasis for us to protect the ball.
We only talked about turnovers.
any strand of similarity with these 3-4 defenses?
Yeah, there are some things that are similar. And so, you know, for us, we're able to, you know, compare the teams, compare the defense, compare the schemes of what they're doing. And, you know, it's been helpful for us because we can kind of compare them to the other teams that we've played already. And so, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, some of them come from the same background of the, you know, that 3-4 style defense. And so, I mean, there's some things that you can say, okay, hey, they did this just like one of the other teams we've faced have done it. So, you know, it's nice to have that, yeah, kind of correlation.
Anything from Horton that you can see that's different from maybe Capers and the other guy?
Well, I mean, everybody's got their kind of their own thing that they like to do. You know, they're not going to, you know, just be like everybody else. I mean, everybody's trying to find their own wrinkle, their own thing that that they can do differently. And so and that's what we expect going into this game as well.
Can you tell if Horton's a descendant of LeBeau at all?
Yeah, I mean, you can see the similarities in the styles and similarity to some of the looks that they're giving and things like that.
Anybody on the Browns defense there, I don't want to say kind of like Troy Polamalu, because because nobody's really like him, per se, but a guy who maybe roams around and can come off of different places and you really got to keep an eye on?
Hey, I mean, you can kind of see with, you know, their safety and TJ Ward, you can tell he's studied a lot of, you know, film and, you know, he's trying to be that kind of style of a guy, kind of roaming around and, so, I mean, you got to know where the safeties are. You got to know where guys are, you know, aligning up, because, I mean, that can change some of the things that we're going to do.
What makes Joe Hayden such a difficult corner to try to attack?
No, I mean, he's got such good feet and got good ball skills, and, you know, he's quick. I think that's the biggest thing for him. And he plays with a lot of confidence. I think when you got, you know, all those things, I mean, you got a chance to be pretty good. So, you know, he's done a good job, and, you know, he's a really good corner.
Have there been plays that you've had against him where you were surprised that he got to a ball or kind of opened your eyes a little bit or something, a play that he made?
Yeah, he's made a couple plays where, you know, last year he batted a ball down that I didn't think that he would get to, that he made a good play on. So, you know, he's done well for them. You know, they do a really good job. They play really hard. They're, you know, high motor guys. And, you know, that's why they've been, you know, they're ranked where they are defensively. I mean, they've done a lot of really good things. And so, you know, we got to match that. We got to be ready for it. And yeah, I know we will.
Is this the site where it started for you, where you made your NFL debut? Is there anything special or nostalgic about back there to Cleveland?
I mean, it's, you know, just to have that experience, you know, the first NFL game I played there is kind of cool. You know, there's definitely some good memories of playing there, so, you know, hopefully there'll be many more.
Is there anything you take out of the Green Bay game at all? Anything that any kind of a lesson or anything?
I think the biggest thing from that game is, you know, as many ups and downs as there were, we, you know, we fought till the end. And I think that's the, you know, speaks volume for this team and what kind of guys we have, whether we're up 14 or, you know, down 16, whatever the situation was, it's, you know, there was no quitting us. We kept fighting, and you know, it was great to see.
You know, because it seemed like you were really grinding, you know, and then you look down at the stat sheet and say, oh, you got a 105. I, you know, it didn't seem like the pass what was going on. I mean, you were really grinding through a lot and came out of it pretty good. I mean, what do you do? Just keep your head down?
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen in a game. And so, you know, for us, we just got to keep going out and playing. And, you know, we did that.
When you came in here, you started immediately, all that. Can you imagine what Brian Hoyer's gone through and how he must feel after, you know, getting that game, getting that win in Minnesota last week after having to wait and wait and wait?
Yeah, I know he's been through a lot, been through several teams, and, you know, a lot of the NFL is just an opportunity, and, you know, he came out and he made the most of his opportunity, he played really well, and, you know, helped lead them to a win, so, you know, I know he's been through a lot, so I'm sure he felt good about, you know, what happened last week. You know, it shows that they're, you know, they're fighting. They regardless of whatever happens over there, I mean, whatever guy's not playing or not there anymore, you know, they're trying to win games. And, you know, that's what they came out and they did. So, you know, we expect to get their best effort this week.
Played up there more than once. You know what the environment's like up there and everything, division opponent. You know, they're trying to defend their home turf. Won't be a mark in the park, will it?
No, I mean, it's, we like I said, we're expecting to get their best effort. They've done some really good things, and we got to come out and match that and be playing our best.